It's true that we try harder and try to find, to break down Swansea. It's true that it was difficult. We started very well. The game, we create some chance. It's true that the perception was that, will be an easy game, but and then we concede the goal and we realize that we must to push increase our tempo. And but Swansea started to defend well and was so difficult. We tried to change many times the formation, the position of the pitch, and it's true that arrived later on the game, but arrived because we believe and always we never give up and we try, and that is I think the player deserve full credit for that.
And what does the manner of this result say about the character of your side?
Yes, I think it was the character and the personality and always try and go forward. Show that belief in the way that we play, on the team, and the important thing is to play for the team, no? And today I think was a good opportunity to show that when we were talking about the spirit of the team, that the 24, 25 players that all are important. I think the most important that today we fight for our badge, and for that why the people feel very proud about the team, and is always the team is most important that any name, no?
And you're still chasing Chelsea because they won this evening. Is it fair to say that you couldn't even afford to draw the game, let alone lose tonight?
Yes, we are chasing. We are pushing. We are moving forward. It's true that the gap is 7 points, but it's important to be there, and that is the way that we must to keep going, and we'll see what happens. But the most important, we are our own opponent, and we must to be focusing in ourselves. And then what happened with Chelsea, with another team, we'll see. But it's important to win in games. That is our aim for the next period.
Finally, Maurizio, do you think they might be a little bit nervous because they just can't shake you off?
Sorry?
Do you think they might be a little bit nervous, Chelsea, because they can't get rid of you? They can't shake you off?
No, I don't believe. They have a player that they know what means to win the Premier League, and I think the manager is a fantastic manager that won a lot of titles with Juventus. They have experience. No, I think that is football. It's about to win games, win points. We were there waiting and fighting. And we'll see what happens.
Thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Richard, can I ask you what you made of Vincent Janssen's performance when he came on?
Yes, that is what we expect when we signed him. And yes, very happy. I think his performance was good.
And do you think that incident with the goalkeeper, could that have thrown Swansea off, do you think?
Well, I think it was a very confusing situation, and yes, I feel sorry for the manager because I think it wasn't a tricky situation. Never they want to take advantage, but the situation was always so difficult, no, to take the right decision. The first of all, the player wanted to leave, want the substitution, and then I think I start to feel better and wanted to stay. It was so difficult situation. I totally understand Paul and the situation.
At this stage of the season, Maurizio, of course, it's results that are all important. But what did you think of the overall performance for the first 80 minutes? Were you disappointed with the way that you'd played up to that point?
The first 80 minutes?
Yeah.
Was nearly all the whole game.
No, but what I'm saying is, until the goals, but were you frustrated that it wasn't going your way at that point?
No, I'm not frustrated. I think our experience in football sometimes happen that when you know score, and only I think was only one shoot on target and they score and you concede, and always is sometimes the games that are tough to break down, but you know. The team always believed and always was the team was alive. 1-0, 80 minutes, and how we equalised the game in the, I think it was after 88 minutes. I see, because we never give up and we always believe that was possible. And something happened in the games that are tough and are difficult. We're playing again against Swansea, that is a team that is fighting for the relegation, and always is so difficult.
You've played two away games this week. Both of them have been very difficult for long periods. You've won them both. Does this set you up nicely for the final seven games?
Eight games? Yes. I think we're in a good position, but we must to go step by step, game by game. We focus now in Watford. That is our aim, and try to win the 3 points. And don't think too much on the end, because if not, we forget that we must to play Saturday.